Do you know what I should have done in the end, Dad?
What, Tommy?
I should have ate half a sleeping tablet.
Because maybe you would have got some bit of sleep anyway, Tom.
I would.
Queer sleep, but some sleep.
Instead of lying there.
Wriggling.
Half the night.
Like a maggot.
It's the nights is the whore.
Who are you telling, Tommy?
I'm not saying...
That I don't suffer.
I'm not saying that at all. She wouldn't look at you, would tell anyone there's a man who...
Suffers. And I lying there, night after night, like a trout, flopping from one side onto the other.
I know.
Since 1978.
Don't be talking to me, Daddy.
You realise that's the last time I saw a night's sleep. 78. What are we talking about, Tommy?
34 year, 5.
Trouting around in the bed. Dead lads calling at me. Patrick.
Leave it go, Dad.
Awful things I saw. Young fella, one leg longer than the other. Hoppy, we used to call him. Poor Hoppy. Slap off a coal train. 16 year of age. Dead as a dodo. And lads who used to hang around the square. Dead. Around the field. Dead. And the wood. I'm talking 1956. Kind of way I was only young. I was small, but I was knacky. And popular. I was always popular. There was girls. Not that I was the kind who'd have them, you know, hanging off me. Not that I had tongues hanging out of their heads for the want of me. Not a lot of dances that were went to, but popular in me own way. And they all still inside me, all hours of the night. I do be listening to them, Tom, still. Girlines and lads dead years and gone. God help us.
Are you watching below? Lorry.
Oh.
He'd be doing 130.
Easy.
And it'll still be there when he gets there. Donegal plates.
The dead reside in me, Tommy.
Ah, no. We haven't a kettle boiled.
Lying there every night, winter and summer, and the dead at me.
Don't mind, Deidre.
Patrick. 2 in the morning. Or 3:10.
And what do you think I'm doing across the land and having a party?
I'm not saying you don't suffer, Tommy.
I come up out of myself. Did I ever tell you that?
You didn't, Tom.
Floating.
Ah, now.
I rise up out of my body and I float around the room.
There's no call for that, Tommy.
4:30 in the morning and I don't know myself from the duvet.
Is it on account of tablets, Tom?
It says nothing on the leaflets about floating. It says swollen ankles and frequent urination.
Can't be listening to leaflets.
Psychotic ideation. It doesn't say nothing about floating up out of duvets.
The duvets are super. I never liked blankets, horse hair, roughish. Nor owl eiderdowns, no. And now they're down, there's no washing them because there's no drying them around this place. You'd want a month of sun, dry an eiderdown. And when did this place get a month of sun? When there was monkeys in the trees. An eiderdown. You'd want a month on the rads to dry, if you had decent rads. If you weren't dealing with the like of what we're dealing with here, that blasted back boiler.
Don't mention the rats. Don't mention the back boiler.
Calm down, Tommy.
That back boiler killed my mother.
An awful thing to say, but...
It drove her out of her mind, Dad. She going around the rooms, night after night, laying her little hand on the rats, seeing if there was any bit of heat at all getting into them.
And me building up the fire below, sacks of coal.
Turf briquettes, logs, bits of chairs.
Half the table went into it. The sideboard went in. And the heat in the rads of the back boiler wouldn't warm a flea.
Killed her. Stone dead. The back boiler.
It's a thing you get off an eiderdown. A flea. We used to have fleas the size of wrens.
A wren is a big flea.
When I growing up, Tommy, you'd wake off a morning often, you'd be lumpy with fleas.
You know what they say about a wren?
Nothing good, I'd say.
A wren knows.
He knows what, Tommy?
He knows the day and the hour.
Ah, now.
He'll sit in the handle of a dying man's shovel, will a wren.
What's a dying fella doing with the shovel, Tommy?
He could be putting a plot in the ground for himself.
A black thought at this hour of the morning, Tom. And we haven't the toast buttered.
I don't know if the tablets are doing me no more good.
And you eating them like...
I think I'm immune to them.
Like Smarties. Hardly immune, you floating out of duvets.
The floating mightn't be tablets. The floating maybe just...
The night?
No.
Maybe it's the nights.
It's the horror of it.
Take me.
Yeah.
I'll crawl into bed after Vincent Brown. I'll read a small bit to take a break. I'll barely be able to keep the eyes open. I'll throw out an arm, turn off the electric blanket. I'm nearly gone already. Do you see me? I'm nearly gone.
Coma job.
I'm nearly coma. I throw out the arm and I turn off the lamp. And what happens next?
The head.
Is right, Tommy. The head starts motoring.
The mind starts racing.
Dual carriageway.
Donegal plates.
Soon as the dark's down on me, the mind... 100 mile an hour.
Why is it?
I have a theory, Tommy.
I'd listen to it.
'Cause the dark, Tommy. You see, the dark is packed.
Huh?
Packed.
With what?
Voices. Ghosts. The dead.
And you lying there in the middle of them. God help us.
But of course you got the rough skin, Tommy. Your mother's side had rough skin.
Hide of a rhinoceros.
On account of wind, Tom. No fault of their own. But you see, your mother's people, they lived on the sides of hills always.
Exposed.
The misfortunes. To calving.
Craters.
Wintry wind out of the east.
No good.
The skin would be rough and the mind would be scaways. That's the rock your mother's people came down off, Tommy.
Any wonder I don't be right?
None whatsoever.
Isn't it strange you'd say it? About about wind.
Oh?
'Cause I'd lie in the bed sometimes, Dad, and I would hear a wind. Not coming off of the road. Not coming out of the field. Not coming out of the wood. Not coming from the estate. Not.
No.
No. The wind will be inside my head.
Not good, Tom. But thoroughly understandable.
I checked the tablet's leaflets. It says nothing about a wind in the head.
Leaflets wouldn't give it to say.
They wouldn't. And my skin. Roughish is right. Watch.
Sandpaper.
Plane a board off me.
But there was love there, Tommy, despite it all.
Was there?
Ah, myself and your mother were very great, Tommy. At one time, for a while.
Did it change?
We'd go for walks. We'd sit on walls. Not saying she was an oil painting.
But it changed.
I did. It does.
The love went.
Out the gap.
Why?
It's what happens, people.
Was it on account of the back boiler?
You'll know love yet, Tommy.
I won't. I'm 47.
It's never too late.
It is now. It's much too late.
Tommy, we haven't the cornflakes yet, and it's all debt and hopelessness.
Fleas the size of wrens.
But then I suppose it's easy for me to say. I had some bit of a life.
Come here.
What?
Would you give me a cuddle?
I would not.
Would you give me a little cuddle, Daddy?
No, Tommy.
I understand.
You're a bit long in the tooth now, Tommy, in all fairness.
Okay.
Both old now for the hugs and love, Tom.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to be wrong with me.
Sure, look out the window.
There's that.
I mean, how'd you be right around this place?
There is that, isn't there?
The stones of the place is where 'tis.
Where's what?
What do be wrong with us?
Would you think?
I would do.
Well, sure, what can we do?
Is only keep the place tidy. Is only keep the place neat. What's it your one's saying on the television, Tommy?
It's about implants.
Implants?
Implants. For your face. For cheekbones.
Your mother'd have no need never.
No need never no more.
Huh?
Will we knock away to the town, Dad?
We could eat a scone. Not an oil painting, but delicate features, always. Bone china.
I didn't get that. I got the pudgy features.
You did, off my people.
Thanks for that.
But sure, that's the breakfast done anyway, Tommy.
Tis done, the breakfast.
So we're only getting going now, Tommy.
That's all.